everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and business success coach, Trina Newby, broadcasting to you live this Labor Day Monday, September the 5th, from the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. And as always, we want to bring you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, of course, again, this is Labor Day, and I am doing my labor of love and what I love to do most, and that is empower women with the tools and the resources to succeed in life and business. And so, of course, you know, a lot of people say, well, you're doing the show on the holiday. Of course I am. That's how committed I am to making sure that business women and all women get their dose of motivation and success. I want to thank my producer behind the scenes, Andrea Barrett, for being a part of the show today and making sure that everything is running smoothly behind the scenes. And for all of you who are on the air listening, thank you so very, very much. I want at this time to ask all of you to give us do us a favor, as we always ask, and that is to flash over on a separate phone line and call one woman and let her know that Successful Woman Radio is on the air live. Have her to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, have her to dial into 347-637-2589. And if this is your first time listening to Successful Woman Radio, I know that you're going to want to come back every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time when we are on the air, because that is our job, to make sure that you feel great at the beginning of your week. Speaking of the beginning of the week, I want you to know that you have more time deposited in your time account, and so that means that you get to start all over again with accomplishing your goal for this week. So I want everyone to pay attention to what I'm getting ready to say. It is so important, ladies, that on every Sunday afternoon or every Sunday evening that you schedule some quiet time, maybe 30 minutes or so, to get your planner out. Look at all of the things that you're doing for the week. Then I want you to take note of what is your goal for the week. What are you trying to accomplish by that Friday? And if there are any appointments outside of doctor's appointments or things like that, but if there are any things that you are doing that is conflicting with you accomplishing your goal by that Friday, then you know what you've got to do, right? You got to get rid of it. You got to either postpone it, reschedule, or do something else. Because if there are things that are very important to you that you need to get done, you need to make sure that you're not conflicting with that which you have purposed, okay? Very, very important. And that one little technique of every Sunday afternoon or every Sunday evening, getting out your planner, scheduling that 30 minutes to just take a look at your schedule, who you're going to be talking to, who you're meeting, what are some of the to-do items or administrative tasks that you've got to get done, that's very, very important. If there are administrative tasks that you've got to get done, you need to ask yourself, can I go ahead and assign this to someone else or a virtual assistant or get someone to help me with this so that I can make sure that I have accomplished my weekly goal? So let's talk about goals right quick, because it's so important to understand that while you may have weekly goals, everything should be filtering into what you have set purpose to accomplish within the next 6 months to a year, for example. So that means that, you know, at some time previous, you should have already set yourself down and have completed your strategy for what your goals are going to be for a longer period of time, like 6 months to a year. And then, of course, those get broken down into to-do items to support those goals. And that means that every month you have many goals that should be accomplished, all aiming to support and help that bigger goal, and then breaking down those weekly goals. Everything is helping one another. You should always make sure that that is the case. If you have not done that, And sometimes as women, we get knocked off track and we're not focused, and we often don't really accomplish our goals that we set out to because we've gotten so knocked off focus. So again, listen to what I'm saying. It's so important for you to just make sure that your goals are lining up and that you are structuring your goals in the right way. And so again, that one little technique of every Sunday afternoon or evening of sitting down with yourself and your time management planner and making sure, number one, that what you have scheduled is not conflicting with the goals you set for the week. And then number two, making sure that there are no to-do items that you are doing that you can't delegate those so that you can get things accomplished in a more efficient manner. It is 12:04 after the hour. And for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, I want to just let you know what we're going to be discussing for the day, and hopefully some of you who are listening live will be willing to share your experiences and what success means to you, because that's exactly what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about success as we go into our theme for this month, Successful Women and How They Did It. That's right. This month, we're going to be interviewing some successful women, book authors and women who have successful businesses, and we're going to be learning exactly how they did it. Now, coming up on next Monday, which will be September the 12th, we will have book author Sharon Page. Sharon wrote the book Eat Your Food Naked, and her goal was to encourage women to really think about how their health and their weight impacts their success. And Sharon is a former flight attendant, and she's been a co-author and writer for Sister to Sister magazine. So I'm very, very excited about having Sharon on the show. And again, that will be next Monday the 12th. And again, our theme all this month is Successful Women and How They Did It. And what better topic to have today, success, and what does it mean to you? Because all of us define success in different ways. But sometimes it's just really important to sit yourself down and ask yourself that question, because maybe you don't have an answer for that. Maybe you really haven't sat down and said, okay, you know, what does success mean to me, and what are some of the signs that I need to be seeing if I am to be successful? How do I know when I'm successful? What are my measurement tools? What are my accountability tools? And that's so very, very important. So I want you guys to be thinking about this question, because I want you to be able to share with me today what success means to you. Again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to go ahead and move into some of the things that are going on at Women About Biz. Of course, for those of you who are familiar with our coaching program, we have monthly coaching. And so I want to let you know that our group coaching begins on tomorrow, Tuesday, September the 6th, and on Tuesday, September the 20th, at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. And our coaching theme is Making It Happen. And, of course, coaching is so powerful when you know how to utilize it and when you are ready to let your guard down, ready to let your gates down and receive encouragement, recommendations, support, and motivation. When you're ready to receive someone coaching you, then everything can open up for you. And so, again, our theme for September in our group coaching sessions is Making It Happen. Now, if you're a gold member at Women About Biz, of course, group coaching is unlimited and at no cost. It's included in your gold membership. If you're not a gold member, you can still participate in our group coaching sessions. Just make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on Get Coaching in the top red menu bar, and then from there, look at our September coaching sessions, and all the information is there for you as a silver member or a guest to participate in our group coaching. So again, our group coaching sessions are getting ready to start up. And if you have not accomplished your goals yet for this year and you're really wanting to knock the ball out of the park for the rest of the year with getting things done in your business, I truly would encourage you to go ahead and sign up for the group coaching sessions. Again, our September theme is Making It Happen, and I am the coach for the September session. And so, as you know, I'm going to hold you accountable and make sure that you're getting things done so that you can accomplish your goals for the rest of this year, not only September, but really set a path to accomplish your goals for the rest of this year. Again, that's September 6th and September the 20th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you guys make sure that if you have not registered yet, you have today to go ahead and get on womenaboutbiz.com and register and make it happen for yourself today. I want to go ahead and give some shout-outs also in the community. We've been having great participation in our social network, and for those of you that didn't know it, we've got some big goals for the Women About Biz social network. How about 100,000 women? That is what our goal is and our aim is, to increase our social network by. We want to see 100,000 women. Why? Because as women, we have so much power. We have so much ability to help one another. And can you imagine belonging to a private women's network with 100,000 women where you'll be able to promote your business, you'll be able to connect with women around the world? Well, that's exactly what we are aiming for, and I'm here to tell you we're making it happen. We are doing it. We're having more and more people become a part of the Women About Biz social network. Let me tell you why the social network is so important. First of all, at Women About Biz, it's our goal to make sure that we police the social network in a way to make sure that we have relevant information, that no one is spamming the social network, and that everybody who is a part of the social network is able to contribute effectively. And that's what's so very, very important. We also have started groups in the social network, and in this next few weeks, you're going to really see our groups pick up. We have, of course, if you offer some type of business opportunity, we have the business opportunity group. And the nice thing about the groups that we made a decision on at Women About Biz is that the groups are monitored by our staff. And so what that means is that, you know, when you start a group most of the time in a social network, it is very important that you keep going with that group and that you're just not utilizing the group just to announce your information, but that you're allowing the group to be very participatory in getting things out. And so we realize that that's a big responsibility. And so right now the staff is monitoring all of our groups, and what we will be doing is pointing out great how-to articles as it pertains to that group subject that may be on the Women About Biz site, making sure that we put resources and up-to-date information that members may not have thought about or heard about in that particular group. So, again, we want to encourage you to be a part of the social network, which is so very, very important. I want to give a shout-out to some people that I see or currently participating. I want to give a shout-out to Patricia Homer. Patricia just recently became a gold member at Women About Biz, and I want to thank her for being a part of the membership. Patricia says that she has a passion to help people in entrepreneurship. She is also a representative for Skinny Body Care, and so, again, you can go and connect with Patricia Homer on the social network at Women About Biz. Also want to go ahead and give a big shout-out to Janae Miller-Ozenstroth. Janae is a gold member as well, and she is going to be our new mommy entrepreneur coach at Women About Biz. So we are very, very excited about that. We are also starting a new channel called Mommypreneur, and Janae will be giving and contributing to that channel. So stay tuned for that. We're very, very excited. I want to also give a big shout-out to Donna Johnson. Donna is also a business consultant and specializes in social networking. And Donna has a very special event coming up in Atlanta through her nonprofit organization, WOMS Win. And her website is WOMSWin.com. That's WOMS, WAHMSWin.com. I want to give a big shout-out to my friend Sandy Williams. Sandy is a beautiful woman who has a huge heart up in Ohio. Sandy has a beautiful nonprofit organization that actually helps children was in the foster care and adoption system, and then at the age of 18, as you know, they're kind of cut loose. Many of those children become homeless. Many of them don't have direction or purpose and have never really had any parent to provide them with consistent love. And so Sandy has taken on that feat as a retired social worker. And so, Sandy, we want to say bravo to you. So that Sandy Williams and all of these women and many more, you can go to the social network and connect with. And, you know, you just never know what you have in common with other women outside of your business. You never know how you can help each other and the resources that you can provide to one another. So, again, I want to encourage you that if you have not joined Women About Biz yet, what are you waiting for? Go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on Join WAB in the top red menu bar, get yourself set up, upload your picture, and complete your About Me profile, and start participating in the Women About Biz community. It is 12:14 after the hour, and for those of you that have tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. It's not too late, by the way, for you to go ahead and flash over and call someone that you know really needs good motivation and encouragement today. Go ahead and give them a call. It is 12:14 after the hour, and we're going to go ahead and move on. At this time, I would like to give those of you who are listening on the show today the opportunity to promote yourselves if you would like. You get 30 seconds to say your name, your city, who you are, and what you've got going on with your business. Make sure you let us know your website as well. All you need to do is press I do believe *1 on your phone keypad right now. Just press *1 on your phone keypad. That will let us know that you'd like to give a comment or introduce yourself to the listening audience. So, again, if you'd like to, we've got room enough for about 4 callers. So, if you can, go ahead and press *1 on your phone keypad. As I always say, why are we so shy when it comes to promoting ourselves? I think I would be falling over in my chair pressing *1 on the phone keypad to promote my business. Any and every opportunity, you have to be prepared to take advantage of it, because you never know, ladies, who is listening to the show or who might be listening that may want to interview you for an article or feature you or take it one step further. So, again, you know, press *1 on your phone keypad if you'd like to introduce yourself and let us know what's happening at your business. You know, one of my favorite books, and you guys may have heard me mention this before, one of my favorite books is Letting Go of Your Bananas by Dr. Daniel T. Drubin. That's D-R-U-B-I-N. And if you're looking for great books to read, you definitely want to look at getting Letting Go of Your Bananas. Again, the author is Dr. Daniel T. Drubin. And it's just a small book. You know, it's about 120 pages. But the book, to me, is just so full of common sense wisdom. And sometimes, you know, we have to make sure that we are reading and expanding our minds. You know, I would have to say that traveling around the world and reading are two of the things that help you to become more successful, because it takes you out of your environment and it lets you know that there are other people living in the world. And it also helps you to expand your mind. It helps you to step outside of what we call that mental box. So this book is very good, and there's something in this book that I want to read. And one of the things, as we talk about success today, we have to really look at, again, what success means to us. And if you guys have a pen and a notepad handy, I want you to be thinking about what success means to you. Very, very important, because if you want to, you'll be able to share that with us in just a little bit later on. I want to read something to you about fear, because fear is something that I think we all deal with. But in the last week's show, we talked about a topic that you're going to hear me talk about even more, and that is we talked about unshakable faith as we closed out the month of August with our overall theme, 7 Rules of Life Action. And so we talked about unshakable faith and how unshakable faith is when you have such a deep-rooted belief in yourself that you don't have fear. And if you do have fear, you know how to really move past the fear. But let me just talk about fear for a minute, because in the book Letting Go of Your Bananas, Dr. Drubin says something that's just extremely powerful. Now, keep in mind, the book Letting Go of Your Bananas is a metaphor, because, you know, when bananas get rotten, you know, sometimes we don't throw them out. Or in this particular case, he wrote the book about the fact that when they used to try to trap monkeys in Africa, they would put bananas in a jar, and then when they would ripen, the monkey would put their hands in the jar, but they couldn't get the banana out, so the banana would rotten, and the monkey would still be holding on, and that jar would slow them down, and that is how a lot of the trappers would catch monkeys. So many of us, as he said, are holding on to rotten bananas. We've got things going on in our minds that are causing us to not be as productive, to not accomplish the goals that we want. So listen what he says about fearlessness. He says, living a life free of rotten bananas requires that you identify and face your fears and then overcome them. While most would agree that the vast majority of the things we fear rarely occur, we can often be paralyzed by the very thought of what might happen to us if we dare to move beyond our present level of self-imposed comfort. Keep in mind that the acronym FEAR stands for False Evidence Appearing Real. I like that. He says that the word FEAR stands for false evidence appearing real. Now, here's what's so incredible about that. Last week when I talked about unshakable faith, I said that in order to have unshakable faith, that level of belief that is so deeply embedded, you have to have evidence, okay? You have to have the evidence to know that you can accomplish whatever goals you set out to accomplish, and that is why you can have unshakable fear. Now, in this, he says, fear itself stands for false evidence appearing real. So fear is about false evidence. Fear is about having false evidence in your mind that you buy into or that you start believing, and it can cause some real problems. Because when you begin to accept that most of the things we fear are self-induced, you can work to control your thoughts better. Face it, fear is one of the most powerful emotions and one of our greatest motivators. It can consume our thoughts, destroy relationships, limit us in business, and prevent us from living a life without limitations. For the majority of us, our emotions play a significant part in our decision-making. We tend to weigh the balances of our decisions, consider the consequences of our behaviors, and evaluate what may happen to us if we change the way we live our lives. All of this mental energy creates real feelings, and those real feelings very often influence our decisions and our lives. The challenge to living a life free of fearful bananas ultimately has to do with understanding our emotions. Sometimes in the face of extraordinary logic, we are still bogged down by the things that we fear most. So it's important for us to understand that this fear thing has to do with our emotions, and it has to do with what we are buying into. And a lot of the times, ladies, we have a lot of self-talk going on. And sometimes we can have a very positive thought, and it's so positive, and it gets us so excited, and we're thinking, okay, I want to write this idea down, or I want to write this thought down, and I'm going to put it into action. And then what happens is that the self-talk starts. We start buying into false evidence. Instead of having unshakable beliefs and buying into positive evidence, we start buying into false evidence. And so as a result, we start doing that self-talk. Well, it was a good idea, but what are people going to think about me? Well, it was a good idea, but I don't have the money right now. Well, it was a good idea, but I don't know. Maybe I better not do it. You know, I'm already doing this, that, or the other. I don't know if I should even get involved with this. No, I don't know. It sounds like something I would have a passion for, but I don't think so. We just start talking ourselves out of some good stuff, and we can't keep doing that. As women, We've got to learn to stay focused. We've got to learn to have a pinpoint vision of knowing exactly what it is that we want. And so, of course, I've said this and I'll say it again. The only way to get rid of fear is with action. You have to strap fear itself in the back seat, strap the seatbelt on tight and tell it that we're getting ready to take a ride, and you have to do whatever you purpose to do anyway. And stop worrying so much about the consequences and the results and worry more about the action and making it happen. And what you will notice is once you start taking the action, your subconscious mind releases the gate and it starts agreeing with your conscious mind and you're able to soar. You're able to do so many things. So I just read to you information about fearlessness from the book Letting Go of Your Bananas by Dr. Daniel T. Drubin. And I haven't had a person who has purchased this book that hasn't emailed me and said, Trina, you are so right. This is so full of common sense, but I needed to hear it. I needed to read it. So, again, I want you guys to go ahead and look at getting this book, Letting Go of Your Bananas. And, by the way, we will be featuring this book again coming up in the book club. It looks like we'll be doing it in October as we're preparing our minds to receive success and wealth in 2012. It is 12:24 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to let you know about a couple of other things going on at Women About Biz. Many of you may have heard about us talking about our new coaching center that we're getting ready to debut. It is coming, plans for that, and all of the content and everything is being populated, and it's looking great. We're almost there, and so keep us in your prayers as we get ready to launch the Coaching Center for Women. Of course, we've always did coaching programs at Women About Biz, but this is something much, much larger. Now we're including all women, and you will be able to get great information on the topics of business, life balance, money and finance, health and wellness, spirit. You know, we are just going to be giving some great information. And, of course, this is all a part of our main membership, Empower for Women. And as you know, Empower for Women focuses on three powerful systems combined together: funding, coaching, and personal development. And, of course, we are going to be having so many women, not only business women, but career women, women that are at home with their kids who are looking for that encouragement, that support, and they're looking for funding as well to supplement their income. We're going to be having so many women coming into Women About Biz. So, again, we are expanding our coaching services, and we're also expanding just the information that we can give out as well. We have something very special that we call SPA, S-P-A, like going to the spa. But SPA in this case stands for Success Planning Accelerators. And so you're going to be able to actually go to the Coaching Center for Women, and you'll be able to take a SPA. And that is a e-class or an audio course where you will be able at your own pace gain better knowledge in a particular subject or learn a new technique or skill. And so we're very, very excited about our SPA. So you'll be able to do that. You'll also be able to, again, register for our live group coaching sessions, or you'll be able to request one-on-one coaching sessions as well. So we're very, very excited about that. We've got guest coaches. We've got guest speakers. We've got authors who will be featuring their books and doing excerpts from their books so you can learn more. So we're very excited about the Coaching Center for Women. And, again, this is all a part of the Empower for Women program. And if you haven't heard about that, ladies, guess what? All I can tell you is that it is absolutely incredible, and we're having so many people become gold members and be a part of the Empower for Women program. So if you're looking to fund your business, if you are looking to supplement your income and at the same time get incredible coaching and have access to our spas, our e-courses, our audio courses, all for less than $1.30 a day, then you need to consider becoming a gold member at Women About Biz. And to get more information on that, if you just go directly to the website empowerforwomen.com, that is a domain that we have pointing to the area of Women About Biz website that will take you right to it so you can learn more about it, empowerforwomen.com. you'll learn how you can fund your business, how you can get that coaching, get that personal development for less than $1.30 a day. I have a quick question for you, and I want to know if you have the answer. Do you know the number one thing that really will help a woman to be more successful in her life in a faster pace or in a quicker manner? Do you know the answer to that? If you know the answer to that, then you will be able to win a copy of Letting Go of Your Bananas. I've talked about it a lot on the show, so if you're a frequent listener, you may know this answer. What do you think is the one thing that helps a woman to become more successful in her life or her business? What do you think it is? If you have the right answer, press *1 on your phone keypad, and you've just won a copy of Letting Go of Your Bananas, How to Become More Successful by Getting Rid of Everything Rotten in Your Life. So that copy is waiting for you to be sent out in the mail if you know the answer to what is the one thing that will help a woman to be more successful in her life or business. If you think you know the answer, press *1 on your phone keypad. Okay, it looks like we have someone, and the last four is 4903. That's the last four of your phone number. You're live on the air. First, give us your name, the city you're living in, and proceed with the answer. Go ahead. Caller, last four of your phone number, 4903. You are live on the air. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I had you on mute. My name is Linda, and I live in Georgia, and I believe that it is prayer and meditation applied with personal development.
Oh, congratulations. You got it. Absolutely. I believe it's prayer and meditation as well, but personal development also, and personal development was indeed the answer that I was looking for. If you could repeat your name again, I didn't hear it. Go ahead.
It's Shanita Johnson.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Shanita. Okay, wonderful. You have just won your personal copy of Letting Go of Your Bananas, How to Become More Successful by Getting Rid of Everything Rotten in Your Life. And you should be receiving that book within 10 working days. So stay tuned. You'll be getting it. I do believe Andrea will capture your phone number and be calling you to get your mailing address. Okay?
Okay.
Congratulations. And while I have you on the line, what is your business? Tell us what you do.
I'm actually in between. I was actually organizing, so I've let that go, but right now I'm not positive. So we will be doing a coaching development for myself with you. So.
Okay, wonderful. Well, make sure that you get involved with the Women About Biz social network, and make sure you get involved with our teleclasses and all of the education that we provide, because if you don't know, then that's okay. We're going to help you find that answer out. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And Shanita, she got it right. It was personal development, and then she also said meditation and prayer, and she's absolutely right with that as well. Personal development is something that, you know, we've heard of that term a lot, and a lot of people utilize that term, but for women, I don't think that we realize how important personal development really is to us. Women are multitaskers. It's a part of our nature. You know, we were created to be helpmeets, and helpmeets means that we, you know, we can do a lot of different things, you know, and sometimes we can have our minds all over the place. And how personal development helps us, it helps us to get better focused, gain more knowledge, get better skilled, so that we can be more successful. One of the first things that we do when someone becomes a member of Women About Biz is we want them to work on their personal development. And so we have a great teleclass called Personal Development 101, and you should be able to register for it within the week, because we've got another session coming up very soon. But one of the things that we want you to do is to really look at, based on your goals of where you're trying to go in the first 6 months to a year, we want you to identify what are the skills and what is the knowledge that you need to know to be successful in your business or your career. What is it that you need to know? And that's how you start focusing on personal development, because then we can help you figure out exactly what knowledge you need, what skills you need to gain, and we can point to different things on the site that will help you to get that. And that's so very, very important. Personal development, I consider it the most important thing, because even if you are running your business and you're not having as much success with your business, I can guarantee you that while you may say that money is why you're not succeeding, I can guarantee you that money is really the last thing. It has more to do with you being the right type of CEO for your company. And every company, based on its industry, based on its business type, believe it or not, has specific skills and various types of knowledge that you need to know in order to be the CEO for your company type. So personal development, bravo, personal development is the number one thing that you need to be successful in your business. That book, Letting Go of Your Bananas, is probably, again, one of the best books I've read that quickly helps you. I have another book that I'd like to recommend to the listening audience as well that's very, very good. It's entitled The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. Again, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, and that book is by Joseph Murphy. It's an older book written early in the 1900s, but again, the book in itself will help you to understand what the subconscious mind is, what the conscious mind is, and why you must gain control over both of them, okay? Why you must gain control over both of them. Another book that I think is very powerful that we had in our book club about 6 months ago is Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer. Again, Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And, of course, all three of these authors really deal with fear. They deal with you moving past your fear. They deal with you getting a grip on your subconscious mind and what you put in it. And so it's just very, very, very powerful. And so, again, I want to encourage you to start reading at least 30 minutes a day. To help you do that, at womenaboutbiz.com, we have an audio center where you can listen to various audios, which are broken down to 30 minutes, and we have some great books in our audio center. So, again, if you are a gold member, it is worth its weight in gold, less than $1.30 a day, and you can have access to the audio center, to the download center. We've got some great e-books that you can download straight to your computer. I want to tell you about some of the books in our audio center. We've got 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, As a Man Thinketh. We actually have Excuses Be Gone in the audio center. We also have Dr. Joe Vitale's Expect Miracles, Getting Things Done by David Allen, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. We have the book, The 1 Minute Millionaire, and if you have time and you're a gold member at Women About Biz, that's definitely one of my favorites. And then, of course, we have Rich Woman by Kim Kiyosaki, Secrets, Power, Persuasion, How to Sell by Roger Dawson. We also have The 4-Hour Workweek by Timothy Ferriss. And I'm sure a lot of these books that I'm calling out are books that all of you have heard about and have thought about getting. So, you know, again, consider becoming that gold member, and you get unlimited group coaching, you get access to the audio center, access to the download center. And so, again, this is all in an effort to help you to become the woman that you need to be successful. So let's go ahead and talk about success and exactly what is it. Well, I want to read you a little intro, and then I'm going to talk about some of the attributes of what success is and maybe what it's not. Well, we've all heard of I want to be successful, right? We've all heard everybody say, well, you know, what I really want in life is I really want to be successful. Well, success, although a meaningful word, it's becoming just another word that people use to express their fantasy to become rich, achieve dreams and goals. Notice I said fantasy, because one of the most important things I've learned about becoming successful is that it requires an unusual and powerful mental energy in order to transform your desire and your dream into reality. So to say that you want to become successful and to do nothing to bring that goal into a reality causes that goal to become, get this, a negative one, which has more negative consequences than you could have ever imagined. Why? Because once you speak something into existence without focus and action behind it, you send negative responses to your subconscious mind that you can't do it, which in turn sabotages your very desire to achieve your dreams and goals. And I'm sure many of you are probably shaking your head. I myself can remember repeating and saying all the time about things that I want, and when I'm in front of people and I'm excited, I'm always saying what I want to accomplish, what I want to do. And I used to do that all the time, and then I wouldn't put any action to it. And then I'd be looking like a deer staring into headlights, like, well, why didn't I accomplish my goals? Why wasn't I able to make that happen? Many times I thought something was wrong with me mentally, because how is it that I can purpose to do something, but it never ever gets done, until one day it dawned on me as I was reading and expanding my mind that, Trina, you're not putting things into action. That's exactly why it's not happening for you. So you need to learn how to put things into action. And so, you see, I believe that we really can speak positive accomplishments into existence, and that we really can achieve incredible goals within a short period of time. It's through practicing a most simple but powerful technique that most people have become lazy in doing, and that is focusing on what you want in life and then taking action behind the focus. You know, ladies, as a business consultant and a success coach, it amazes me that most people who come to me for assistance in starting their business do not want to take the time to focus and put their goals into action. You know, I guess it's because most people prefer to stay in the fantasy world and dream about their potential success instead of stepping outside of their box and, guess what, making it happen. But I'm here to tell you today, if you want true success, you have to be willing to step out of your box and take action. You know, again, our last month, our whole show theme was on the 7 rules of life action, and I gave all of the actions that were required of you to really start seeing success in your life. And so we are going to be uploading those shows to the Women About Biz site in the radio channel, and hopefully we'll have those shows as ready for you as soon as possible. But I just want to let you know that it's so amazing to me that the one little simple thing to be successful is, you know, through that personal development and taking action, is the one thing that seems to stunt most women. We seem not to take action. And I said something earlier in the intro about being successful that's so true. Could it be that most women prefer to just go ahead and live in that fantasy world of imagining and dreaming about their potential success instead of stepping outside of their box and making it happen? Could it be? Let me get your comments on that. I really want to hear your comments on that. Do you think that most women are not achieving their goals because they're kind of maybe in a fantasy world? They think about it all the time. They dream about it. They read magazines. They purchase a lot of stuff, but they never put it into action. Do you think that's true? If so, go ahead and press *1. Let's discuss this. What do you think? What do you think is the thing that causes women not to be as successful? What do you think it is? Go ahead and press *1 on your phone keypad now. And, of course, the next 2 callers will also win a copy of the book, Letting Go of Your Bananas by Dr. Daniel T. Drubin. Again, Letting Go of Your Bananas. That's our prize for today for participating on the Successful Woman Radio Show. So let us know, what do you think about success? Why do you think that women are not successful in life? What do you think is holding us back? What can you suggest to help women to really get on a better path of being successful? If you have a comment, go ahead and press *1 on your phone keypad now. We'd love to hear your comment. And I see that we do have a comment, and the last 4 of your phone number is 8147. That's 8147. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Trina.
Good morning. And who's calling him? And what city?
This is Jerry Sue Williams from Jackson, Mississippi. And I did purchase a book, Your Subconscious Mind, and I cannot put it down. It is awesome by Dr. Joseph Murphy, and I want to thank you for recommending that.
Oh,
what
good, good.
What I think that holds women back, including myself, is fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. And a lot of times we have bright ideas through meditation and personal growth, but actually implementing that and taking action, it's something that holds us back from implementing that, whether it be fear from what people will say, or fear I don't have enough money, or fear I can't do it. But if we implement our acts, either if it's just doing one thing to get us on track and we're successful at that, then that will prompt us to do the next thing and the next thing. But actually initiating that first step, I think, is fear.
I agree with you, and you know, Jerry, that's why I was talking about fear today, because it really does. We really have a problem with it as women. You know, as women, don't you agree that women tend to care more about what people think about them, how it's going to come out, and that holds them back?
I agree. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. And so, again, you said it, fear really does hold a lot of people back from being more successful. And, again, the fear paralyzes people, by the way, which is why action is the solution to fear. Fear paralyzes people. It causes us to procrastinate. It causes us to do a lot of self-talk inside of our heads. And so, I know people who've spent thousands of dollars on all types of tools and you know, projects and trying to get help from themselves to accomplish something. But at the end of the day, if they're not willing to take action, nothing is going to happen. So we have to learn to get past the fear. And the only way we're going to get past fear is to really strap fear in the seatbelt and just take a ride of action and start doing. And it's when we start doing that our subconscious mind will release the gate and start agreeing with our conscious mind and allow us to do what it is that we purpose to do. So, Jerry, thank you so much. You have won a copy of Letting Go of Your Bananas. You're going to really love that one, too. And Andrea will be calling you to get your mailing address so that we can get that out to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Trent.
Wonderful. It is 12:45, and wow, the show is moving right along. Do we have anyone else that wants to make a comment on why do you think that women are not being as successful as they would like to be? Do you have a comment other than fear? Do you know of something else that you think is causing women to lack a level of success that they want to have? If so, go ahead and press *1 on your phone keypad, and you too will be the winner of a copy of Letting Go of Your Bananas by Dr. Daniel T. Drubin. You will be a winner of a copy of that book. Wonderful. I see that we have someone with the last four of your phone number, 1711. State your name clearly and then the city you're calling from. Caller, go ahead.
Yolanda Bundridge, and I'm calling from Lawrenceville, Georgia. And
hi, Yolanda.
How you doing?
Doing
what
fine.
This is only my second time listening, but I'm a part of a network marketing company, and I know one of the issues I notice, you know, I think that for me myself too, is we have a lot of have expectations, and then we don't achieve them. It's related to fear, but it's just a lot of disappointment and discouragement, and I see that
mm-hmm.
a lot with women, and sometimes with men, because I target mm-hmm. a lot of women. I don't discriminate, but, you know, because I know my position. So that is a lot an issue I notice for myself. If I set a goal and I don't achieve it sometime, you know, I know it's important to have a support system.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
very, very
is,
true.
And I don't
think
we have the right people always, I guess, in our network. So.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes, that support system is very, very important, Yolanda, as well as making sure that you have a power team of individuals who is going to support you. And that is, you're right on the point with that as well. You have to have a power team of individuals. As a matter of fact, one of the ways to create your power team is just to figure out, it doesn't have to be a person who does the exact same thing that you do, is to figure out what do you think that you'll need in being successful in whatever you want to be successful in. For example, if you're a businesswoman and you have a jewelry business and you're creating a power team, who do you need in your power team to support, encourage you, and to also be able to refer individuals to you? Well, let's see. You definitely want someone who owns a dress boutique. You definitely want to have someone who's possibly a graphic designer so that they can get flyers and attractive things out for you in a fast way. You definitely want someone who is able to really hook your website up and make sure that it is user-friendly and calling people to action when they come to your jewelry website, you know. And you also want to make sure that you have a bookkeeper so you can keep up with everything. And, okay, let's not forget that you want to have a coach who's going to motivate you, encourage you, and hold you accountable as well. So again, putting together a power team of people that's going to be there for you when you need them is very, very important. But I also would like to make a side note on what Yolanda commented on about needing that support team as well. Who you think is your support team is not always your support team. Okay? Oftentimes, individuals think family and friends automatically are a part of their support team, but that's not necessarily true. You know, it depends on what's going on in that individual's life and whether or not they themselves are having success. Because I know this to be very true. When a person is stressed themselves and dealing with a lot of issues, negative issues, or when they are not having success in their lives, it's very, very difficult for them, even though they may think that they can, it's very difficult for them to support someone else who is trying to be successful. And in many cases, especially with women, envy and jealousy occurs, or that person, without even knowing it, starts saying negative things that can embed in another person's mind, so the other person's mind. So just because someone is a relative or a friend, it doesn't mean that they are a good support structure. You really have to evaluate, number one, whether this person has been encouraging you all along, okay, to do things, whether they are non-judgmental or not. And non-judgmental means that, hey, you're my friend and you're telling me that you want to, I don't know, you want to start a jewelry business. And it's not my job to say, well, are you sure you want to do that? You know, didn't you tell me you're having financial problems, or isn't that going to get in the way of you working full time? Or no, I'm not going to say all of that. I'm going to say, well, that's wonderful. So what have you done to take action so that it will be successful? What are you doing? Tell me about it, okay? And so you have to be very, very careful about sharing good stuff with naysayers or people that you know make negative comments all the time. And trust me, people can. Now, don't get me wrong, because sometimes a friend that knows you very well can also make some constructive, give you some constructive criticism. They may say things like, well, listen, now you know you've started like 5 different businesses in 5 months and you've not stayed focused on any of them. So don't you think before you come up with one more idea that you really need to get a grip on your personal development and go ahead and take some time management and some goal-setting workshops so that when you have your ideas, you can put them into action right away. That's a little bit different. But when someone makes a comment sort of like, well, are you sure you want to do that? You know, I hear that's not a good business to go in, or, you know, you don't strike me as a person that would do good with jewelry. I don't even see you wearing jewelry. Maybe you shouldn't even think about it. Then you have to be very, very careful. So, again, you have to make sure you know the type of person that you want to be in your support team. They need to be successful. They need to be non-judgmental. They need to give you constructive criticism, but normally it's always with a solution or recommendation for how to accomplish something. And they can tell you their worries about, you know, what they are worried about, but they're going to do it in a supportive manner rather than a negative manner. So, again, be careful about trusting friends and relatives to be a part of your social network or supportive network, I'm sorry, only if they are supportive indeed. And you're looking for people who are successful, and often they're at a higher success level than you are, so that you can learn from what they are doing, okay? So keep that in mind. Well, we're almost through with the show, and I want to go ahead and give you guys a few other things to think about what success is. I want to give you four ways to turn your success thoughts into action, okay? Here's the first way. The first step is to start practicing the art of focus. Now, two books that I feel are must-read, both of my favorites, are number one, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and that's in our audio club, by the way, at Women About Biz. And the second book is The Power of Focus by Jack Canfield. So, again, those two books, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People with Stephen Covey and The Power of Focus by Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen, very, very good books, okay? These two books have really summed it up for you in a nutshell by giving some excellent examples and ways to focus your mind for maximum results. Second, I really suggest that you start journaling your goals and breaking down how you will accomplish them. Remember, journaling is a part of the 7 rules of life action, and it really does help you to evaluate and better focus on what it is that you truly want. And here's the third thing. You must realize that you shouldn't and don't have to do it all alone to be successful. Write down what you feel you need to achieve your success goals. Do you need a life coach to hold you accountable and help you in developing positive habits to see faster results? You know, do you need to take personal development courses to strengthen your life management skills? Whatever support and motivation you need is there for you at Women About Biz. And so all you have to do is come on the site and seek it. Fourth, it's important for you to implement focus power daily by taking 5 minutes out of every hour to ask yourself the question, am I focusing on the right thing this hour in order to accomplish my goal that I have set for myself? You can do it. You can make things happen, but you've got to focus and you've got to take action. If what you are doing in any given hour or time frame isn't helping you to achieve your goal in some part of your life, you need to get rid of it, ladies. It's just that simple. You need to get rid of it. And oftentimes, we all do things throughout our days and throughout our weeks that really don't mean a thing when you think about it, because it's not contributing to our vision or our goal. It's not helping us get things done. This is why it's so easy, and it's not very difficult at all to have a whole decade of your life pass you by, and you sit back and you think about it, and then you feel like, you know, well, what did I accomplish in this 10-year span? What did I get done that I wanted to do? I'm sure all of us have some successful results that we have had, but some of the more major things that we've always wanted to accomplish, we can all look back in the 10-year span and see where we didn't get it done and we could have, okay? Let's not let the next decade pass us by without accomplishing some major goals to make us feel good about ourselves. I want to give you a biblical scripture that's very special to me, because one night I woke up actually 4 days in the morning, like at 3 a.m., I'll never forget it, and I just had so many things going on in my heart and my mind, and I wanted to be successful and achieve some things, and I just couldn't figure out, you know, why I wasn't getting things done, why I was not accomplishing things. And, you know, the Bible, I consider it one of the greatest books of all times for motivation, for encouragement. Outside of the religious benefits, I consider it to be one of the best books to read. And so I sat down as I couldn't sleep, made myself some tea, and I said, well, you know, I'm going to do what the old ladies used to do of old days. They used to just open the Bible, and wherever it opened, that's what they read, and they felt that it was a sign. Well, sure enough, that did happen to me, and the scripture that was revealed to me was Hebrews 12:11. Hebrews 12:11, and I'll be reading from the NIV. It says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Isn't that beautiful? That's Hebrews 12:11 from the NIV version. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those of us who have been trained by it. And so, ladies, I want to say to you that if you're looking for joy, if you're looking for abundance, if you're looking for peace, the way to get it is to take action, is to have discipline in your life. And even when you feel like you can't go on, Later on, if you stay the course, it will produce a harvest of righteousness and peace because you have trained yourself to stay focused. Listen, I want this week to be one of abundance for you. I want it to be one of ideas, and I want you to take those ideas and be able to put them into action. And so I say to you, stay disciplined, take action, stay focused. On behalf of Women About Biz, I want to wish you a happy Labor Day, and I want to thank you for tuning in on this holiday and listening to this special session of Successful Woman Radio. Again, what will it take for you to be successful? Stay blessed, everyone. Bye-bye.